Nu Mishnah Hey or Vav, depending. Hillel Omer. Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur Va'al Ta'amein Va'al Tzacha Adi Yemayscha Va'al Tadin Eschavecha Ad Shedigil Mukaymoy Va'al Toyme Dova Sheyev Shalishmoy Shasefe Lihishoma Va'al Toyme Lihke She'etne Eshne Shemelaytiboy. Five statements Hillel has for us. For starters, there's a machlekes who the speaker is, who is Hillel. Both of the Rishonim learn that this is Hillel HaZaken. Most of the Rishonim learn that this is Hillel HaZaken of Shammai and Hillel. And therefore they have to explain why Hillel was broken up in two. Because we started with Hillel in the first part, and then we have a whole list here of Maimonides of Hillel.
We did Hillel for him.
What?
We did the second Hillel. And
Hillel in the second part starts here. Mishnah Hey or Vav, or in some of them it's in the middle of a Mishnah.
Al Tamei Dov Shiyeshin.
You're right. Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur, a little bit before that.
Hillel.
So some people, some of the most important learn that this is indeed Hillel HaZaken from Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and they explain that, as we'll see in a minute, what this Mishnah is doing here and why it isn't together with the other members of Hillel in the first parak. And the other portion we say that this is Hillel HaKotan, which was 7 or 8 days later than the Hillel HaZaken. He was the Hillel that set up the law for us, and that would explain why he's in the park. After Rebbe, as the grandson or great grandson of Rebbe. That's what we'll be doing here. Either way,
in the first parak, referring to Hillel, we have Shammai right next door. Do we ever find Hillel without Shammai right next door? Would that lead credence to the fact that this might be a second Hillel? I mean, whatever he would say, Shammai seems to take the other side. That's what we have in the first part.
Very good fairness. No, Shammai is never nowhere. Would have been around here.
No, Shammai's not around here.
Yerchim and Zaka is the next.
In the Gemara,
the problem is Mishnah Tes, which is after the series of Hillels, starts with Yerchim and Zaka, and he was Yerchim and Zaka was the problem with the Pilla and Shammai. Yerchim and Zaka killed the Hillel of Shammai. So that would be the indication.
This is
Hillel of Zaka. That's the way most of the portion are in that way. Regardless, you have to explain the connection of this Mishnah to early Mishnahs, and the main problem, besides understanding each of the individual five statements, is the connection between them and the boys. It's a real collection of things. So we'll try to take them one by one, and then if the cookies don't run out by then, we will see beautiful Shafim Morale ties the whole Mishnah together and gives us a big insight. For starters, and most of the portion point out the connection of this Mishnah, which is referring back to what we had in the earlier Mishnah, the series of Mishnayos that were referring to the Yisoid of Tzibur, and its different positive and negative ramifications, but they're basically going back to the Mishnah with the Yisoid of Tzibur. And here, the Mishnah is coming to Mefaret, the Milo of a Tzibur, as opposed to the dangers of Yochid. That's the basic Mahalach that almost all the Rosh will go with, and so we will go. But let's take it first one by one. Number one, Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur. This is the Av of the Mishnah. The starting place of the Mishnah says Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur. Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur. There's a beautiful Rosh, which is not meant to be poetic. Beautiful lesson from Ben Yehuda on this. Hillel Maltevish and Tzibur. Ben Yehuda says as follows: Isha Shatzibur Iskin Mitzvah, who Keser Chayil Oydomim Bekoyd Lechol Mishalta. Keser Chayil Oydomim Bekoyd Lechol Mishalta. Tzibur got together. Tzibur doesn't have to be 3 million Jews; it can be 10. Right? 10 Jews got together to do a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? Any mitzvah. It could be something. They built a shul, and now. Came together to get something that needs to be done in the shul. We're putting up a mic. 10 Jews got together in a bad bayit, and they want to put up a mic. They want to take care of the mezuzahs. I want to take care of the hashkeini. I want to take care of all kinds of simple. But it doesn't have to be something spectacular. It doesn't have to be that, you know, the Moses led the Torah again together to decide the future of all of Israel and whether there should be peace or shouldn't be peace with the Israelites. That's not so meaningful. That's not so. That won't get into such high status. The 10 Jews get together, bad by it, and they all decide together that they're going to take care of some Soyer Chatzibur, that's a mitzvah. So the following statement the Bnei Yehuda makes about them. Very high words. Keser chei olamin is the crown of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Ki beroiv am nesofim lekayim mitzvos of hadras melech. So a person joins in to a tzibur. When they're being oisik in a mitzvah, they're any tzibur that's being oisik in a mitzvah is a crown for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. They're being oisik in kloyd shemayim in the highest form. Keser chei olamin chobod l'cholim shalter. Person sitting in his warm house and saw the sign that there's a bad bias meaning. We're going to talk about him. Send down a petek with the kid that he agrees that whatever the rabbin that shows up, he agrees, and whatever they decide that cost them, just let them know and send down a check and don't bother me. What do I mean? It's a big deal. You know all these bad bias means. This one says yes, that one says no. Sakhakol, waste time on that. It was born. Big deal. Usually, when a tzibur gets together to do something, so then it takes more time than when the yochid's going. And say 10 Jews, it's at least 30 or 40 opinions. That's a lot. Very, very often a person can feel who needs to be icing these things. I'll sit on the sidelines, send a message, or I'll take care of my responsibilities, but I'll have to sit there. So you have to know this is anytime, even in a small orphan, certainly in a big orphan, there are opportunities every once in a while, and that's where tzibu gets together. Some sort of union. Very often, and there are surface aspects of it, maybe politics or something like that, but the Yifei, the Nefesh HaYofet, in a positive sense, won't feel so comfortable with. They may feel that that's a good reason for them to stay away. Why should he? He doesn't need these things. It's not his department. But a tzibu, whenever a tzibu gets together, as long as it's a tzibu, it's basically that's a mechai. That's a tremendous opportunity. That's something that, for that itself, there's no other reason. I had once an opportunity, and we were going to one of these type of meetings where he told me beforehand, and I had known it, and I was taking him from place to place where it was, and I took him to this meeting, and he said, what time is over? 3 hours, I'll come pick you up. I said, so where are you going? He said, chavrus. They didn't have a chavrus until now. So there's some ton of important things going on, but like, you know, you tell me yourself that this is like, something you have to do, but I don't have to do it. I have clues. So he says, stay. He says, no, I have to stay. But you can explain one question. Why do I have to stay? What positive experience, what enlightenment, what educational experience is going to go on over here? He said, you're right, nothing. Zero. Right? You're going to gain absolutely nothing. He said, I don't know what the speaker's going to be. Could be I'm going to speak. Right? But there's nothing that you need to hear. Nothing. Forget it. Zero. So that means I can go. He says, no, you have to stay. I said, why? He says, I'll teach you. He told me this lotion, and I saw it now. It's just, you're going into the encrowned of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The rest, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's not it. No. People do what they have to do. But they have a mitzvah. For them, for the klal, it's a mitzvah. It's your business. But it's a mitzvah, the being oisik in a mitzvah. It's a positive tzibur, the altar for shmetzi. It's an uncrowning ceremony of the bunch. He kesech elon and poib lechol man shalter. Oib am hadris nadar. Vize, betzibo oilek beach toivo. Yitzhab kulas es mitzvah. Ach, tzibo anoita zeh ro, masem kukolen, enroi des kapin ben. Of course, you have to make sure who the tzibos are. But if the tzibo is going in a positive line, that's always in the chayach. I have to remind you, since then, I've found it many times, it could be on the macro, the big meetings almost sometimes. Sometimes it can be as simple as a meeting of advice. But very often, if you think about it carefully, along the 27 theme that they have on the meeting of the advice, two or three of them are really mitzvahs. Amish mitzvahs. And many of the Israeli buildings have Amish Tzibur. Amish Aminion, we'll get together at these meetings. That's a Tzibur. You're part of that Tzibur if you go into that building. I'll take Krishna and Tzibur.
You're part of that building, but you're not part of the
building. You don't have to go to all the Babinians, though.
So why did you have to go? You weren't part of that.
No, the macro things, everybody's part.
The macro?
Those big things, you know, everybody's part.
So this was a big...
A big show. But... But the minor thing is, sometimes this is a shul meeting, a community meeting about some chesed that wants to be done in the community. A lot of times a person thinks, you know, he knows that this person's going to be there, this person, what do I have to add? What do I have to add? I'm not the richest one, I'm not the smartest one, I'm not a gifted one in an organization. I don't really have much to add to this meeting. And if I'm going to be there, I'm just going to sit from the beginning to the end and listen to everybody thinks, and I'm going to leave, so why waste my time? So, these are golden opportunities. No, the Mishnah says in Marcus, that Eidus, a person has two Eidim, it's enough. What happens when three Eidim come in? So, Allah said three Eidim is like two Eidim. If a person is a nitvah over the avera, he gets the avera with him. A nitvah lo yisei mitzvah, he gets the schar with him. So when it comes to mitzvah, so it comes especially in this Indian of tzibur, don't make chesbon is what you're going to accomplish. The accomplishment is not the resultants. That's almost secondary. Being together in a form of a tzibur, being oisik ben mitzvah is a tremendous opportunity. Tremendous opportunity. Whenever they come, you want to grab them. Everything has its sheer fancy, of course. But whenever you have those opportunities, grab them.
Because you're sitting there doing nothing. That's cool, is it?
Yeah.
Just sitting
there. Al tifrish min tzibur. All you're doing is not being pushed. You're part of the tzibur. You're there. Okay. Besides the fact that it's political producing not that way, that if 7 people showed up to the meeting, or 10 people showed up to the meeting, or 15 people showed up to the meeting, so then everybody has more of a chibur.
500 or 501.
Even if it's 500 or 501, when you really, nobody knew you came, nobody knew you left, you didn't get any brownie points, not here, not there, you didn't do anything, you didn't add anything, you didn't speak up, you didn't come up with any bright ideas, and whatever they said, people did come up with bright ideas, you didn't think of them. And not only that, when it came to application, you weren't the one. Somebody else was called on. So you come and you think, what do I do here? Alter Krishna and Tzibur. You have an opportunity to be part of the Tzibur. We've seen it many a time. Many a time you've seen people within yeshivas, within things that... you see them as an individual. Standard, Beinoni. Nothing special. But they attach themselves to this koyach. They have the capability of plugging into the koyach tzibur. And all find they will find ways to become a tzibur mention. The first one that tzibur mentioned was in totally different koyach. Totally different koyach. And somebody who seems to be some regular individual. Nothing special. All of a sudden you start seeing things happen. See the accomplishments, you see things that are to his credit. which are totally beyond the realm of an individual. We're sitting here, so he is not here, we can speak to the phone of. He's an individual, fine fellow. He hasn't started such a thing. Very good. He decided, he had a feeling for Tzibur. He lives in Harnof. He's not the Rav, and the Hoshver people around, and the bigger Rabbanim. But he decided, you know what, there are people sitting around that could be learning, and they would be sure they would come. Yeah, let's do it. He started pulling the strings, and he did it. And I don't know how many, there are tens of them, right? One little fellow, Tzibur. Connected himself to the Tzibur. Alfred Bushman Tzibur. The opposite of Alfred Bushman Tzibur is to be an Ish Tzibur. To be an Ish Tzibur, you don't have to be in the Knesset. That, like we learned before, is the opposite of English Tzibur. That's using the Tzibur for you. If anybody connect himself up to the Kayacha Tzibur, it's a rocket ship. It takes you off to a totally different plane, and it's a opportunity to go above, a person's usual status. For example, in Tfila, one of the Yisoides of Tzibur is Tfila. The person has to daven. You find an opportunity to daven together with the Tzibur. Ballgame. One of the reasons, so came the more rings. When a person daven with the Tzibur, it's an Eitz Ratzon. When a person daven with the Tzibur, so the Dikduk. A person says a Tfila. Even a Tfila that's not just coming out of the mouth, coming out of the heart. And mitzad atzmai shel tefila would be roi shel eskabel. Still doesn't guarantee it will. There are a lot of highly categorical behind. There are a lot of malachim, a lot of shlichim, storim, but they dinim that the tefila has to go through to get clearance. There are systems that the person has to be zoicha, which means kabel tefila also. And his chatoim can get in the way. Except during a Sayyidina Chuvah. But a Tzibur doesn't have these problems. Tzibur has special in. Kmi goy godl. Kim crave me, I love the coal. The coal crave me, I love. And Kleisel Davins as a Tzibur, the Vashem is always there. He always says this. We saw it recently. We had opportunities for Tfila B'Tzibur or B'Tzor Shul Tzibur recently, and clients all responded. People were at, we had Namir and at the Koisul, Tfila Tzibur that were Nifla. Those are opportunities that don't come very often. A person has to grab such opportunities. Those Tfilas were very powerful. Because the usual, we know our lowness, we know our Chatoyim, we know our Noahs. In this generation, you don't have to be an honor to know how low we are. We're not a shaitan. Total shaita, hallelujah. Okay, well, we're going to turn over the world. Our tefillah is what? But when a tzibur gets together, especially a tzibur of that caliber number in echus, and of real tefillah, nothing in the world, in this world or in any world, we get away with that tefillah. When I came out of that tefillah, I came home, I told my wife, we don't need no gas pass, nothing's going to happen. Can't. I asked people, I asked Skin before the show hour, they can see us like this. It's going to work. There's obviously part of the Gzeir, and as you see, there's Shiata Yishmai also. That goes also in the Shemayim, that when there's a Gzeir, that the Bnei Shalom means that it should be in his battle, like by Homan. He has a Mordechai there, he has his Rochim. Christ will get together, Christ will daven. So Christ will daven, there's no Haman has a chance. The Chas Hashem is a Gzeir that was Nichtam Yudam. The Bnei Shalom wants to carry it out the poil. So he also, like before the Shoah, most of the Gzeirim died. Most of the Gzeirim died within a few years. People were so busy losing the Gzeirim that there wasn't this, it didn't happen. It's a pellet suman. It didn't happen. They didn't have this type of koyachas. The answer is that was also part of the. If it did, if there was such a tefillah, it couldn't have happened. It didn't have
a long period of time.
wasn't like it would become suddenly like here. Yeah.
Keep the tibbets in there.
I'm just saying.
You can go. They knew enough. They didn't have to know everything. They knew how bad, but they knew enough. They knew it was bad, and there should have been a tremendous inclination. So I should have gotten up and all the time. When Rama was outside of Yerushalayim, he was outside of his area. And there was a tefillah. And then you heard tefillahs. And you heard the Yidden who were there, then there were tefillahs. I think that, what was it, Matkam, what was his name? He stopped there. You didn't hear Yerushalayim, that's those tefillahs, tefillah b'tzibur, don't have a chance. Nukui taikol b'yotcha, when you see a tefillah b'tzibur, and everything a tzibur, davening him is a tefillah, you know, she had it, so, and that you see, I go through, we don't have the kelim to be b'edik all of history, the Yisraelis we have here, we have to know. When the clients of davenings, nothing can stand me. That's so a tzibur is a tremendous opportunity, tremendous kach. It's the kach haklal. It has no limitations. It has no limitations of time or place. Averias don't get in the way. That's not the problem. The kaisel steams over averias, rolls them over. Now the leaves. The kaisel comes through. That's the way kaisel. Al tifrish means.
Just clarify two things. One is it for this? Does what's the minimum shear? 2?
10.
Oh, it has to be 10? 3 doesn't do it?
No. Everything helps, but tzibur is 10.
Okay. That's definite. Okay. The other thing is...
sure, you mean?
10 yidden people?
Yeah. In other words, it's a 7-man bot meeting...
It doesn't have the same issue as 10 men.
Okay. But there's still an yidden to go?
Yeah, that's other things, but you don't have...
But not this. We're not talking about this. Okay. And the other thing is, it's according, if I understand properly... Even if the individual's tefillah is weak when he's in the tzibur, still an extra thing is going to happen, regardless of his individual tefillah, because he's davening in the tzibur.
Because he's not judged as an individual.
Right.
True, you have to understand also the second part of it. The answer will be an answer to the tzibur. That tefillah is going to be in the tzibur. His yochid aspect that he wants to take a ride on the tzibur will also be delivered. But the results may not necessarily be the same.
Right.
But the tzibur will be answered. The tzibur is always answered. We guaranteed that. So that's a fact. And here's the Ramash Shalosh. And Ramash Hefta came back from the coast and went, sorry, sir. See the tzibur, what's the damn tzibur? He doesn't have a chance. It's ridiculous. He doesn't have a chance. There's no possibility. The chlap. Then it's not happening for a while. There were more yidden. It would be good. And I had an opportunity to ask for this game. And I think this is one of the ploys that they all were aimed on. Right? But it didn't happen. Not here in Israel, not in America, not Europe. It didn't exist. It's a pillar. Now you see the imic of that Xavier. The imic of that Xavier was that it didn't allow Klai Yisrael to use its Klech. There are Klai Zion of Klai Yisrael's tefillah. And the tefillah of a tzibur makes it Klai Yisrael's tefillah. When Reuven or Shimon or Levi daven, so then it's Reuven daven. Every year, as part of Chai Yisrael, has the Kodesh also, but then, once again, maybe yes, maybe no, it depends, so Pashut. But when Chai Yisrael davens, when 10 didn't get together, Yaakov Avinu was davening. The opposite davening, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening. Moshe, Aaron, Eliyahu, no, here, there. The Shekhinah is sitting there. Whenever you have a minion getting together to do a mitzvah, the Shekhinah is there. So this is the Kayach HaTzibur. This is Hill's starting point. The number one thing is, he says, altivation. If all you're doing by being there is that you were not Purish, that's why it's in this form. He didn't say, be part of the Tzibur. Go. Yeah. He said it in the most minimal form. All you're doing is that you didn't be Purish. You didn't add, you weren't leading it, you didn't give him a good idea, you didn't pay it either. All you did is that you were there. You weren't Parish. If you weren't Parish, you're part of it. When you're part of it, you'll go with it. I'll tell you your answer. To clarify the quality of a tzibur, instead of telling us all of the milas of a tzibur, he gives us, in the continuation of the Mishnah, all kinds of forms of dangers that a yochid, as a yochid, when he doesn't have the koyachet, all kinds of dangers that a yochid falls under. Number one, al ta'amin ba'atzim chad yeim meisal. Don't believe in yourself till the day you die. And here the Gemara Brachas brings it on this Mishnah. Beichin klein gadol shmeinim shana flayin lefnim. Flayin lefnim, shmeinim shana. It's something that is, you can't be massive. You can't be massive. And without the meters. Without the meters after 80 years of flayin lefnim. You go flayin lefnim and you're off by an inch. You don't come out. You're off by an inch. Over there, everything is bidiyuk, you know, if you're not, nothing straight away. Yeah, 80 years in, out. Other places, it says, and now they have it on the tapes, right? It used to be in Chazal, because the scribes, now it's become a song, so all the kids singing, right? But yeah, it's talking big things over there, it's really, that song shouldn't be sung, you know, it's a beautiful song. You can't take such big things. Description of Kohen Gadol's meeting with the Shechina in the Fire of Nim. He said, Gadol, it says over there, the Shechina asked the Bracha from the Kohen Gadol. This is one description of one incident, but any Kohen Gadol walked in, if he was not from the Baal Shechina, the Rishayim, they didn't make it, but the Tzaddikim, Yechin Kohen Gadol, 80 years, he knew all the Shemayim, Shemayim, Shemayim was open to him. How can you go wrong? How can you fault him? He had that personal contact, personal meeting 80 years in a row with the Rabbi Shalom. Just him and the Rabbi Shalom. Him and the Rabbi Shalom in a place where there's no place, in a time where there's no time, where it's above all the limitations of the world, and everything is in its total clarity and purity. It's totally beyond conception. And I'll time him back before I do this. I'll time him. Yes, a yachin. It always goes. But I have the Yitzhahor, I beat him up, I tied him up, I have him in the cellar. I haven't seen him in 37 years. 37 years I've been davening every day. Every day I haven't seen him. 37 years. So, for me, I can stop missing that one. Tell me, the Atzim Chagay Maisel. A person can never trust himself. Never, you have to always watch out. You always watch out and square away. I always, getting closer to Shavuos. Shavuos is Seres Adibris time. Seres Adibris. I saw Noichi here, Shabbos. Lavein. Then I see it so. Signal, like that. What are they talking about? I wasn't thinking of killing anybody, I really wasn't. Ashish. Yes, I'm on the fringes someplace in Christ, so it could be somewhere there, back. Somewhere in the back. Everybody had this problems. Every healer, you know, they say there's a shaykh in every name. You're not a complete community until you have the local shaykh. So yeah, one of the that's the Seres Adibris. That's it. A time you ask for your voice includes a person has to know that we all are a potential rights. We're all potential rights. You ever get angry at anybody? Once you might, you're a potential rights. Potential rights. And the same thing with all of the Chumash Amam and says anything to you? Have you ever had a Havni? Have you had a confusion in the issue? Me a guy. Yeah, same thing with all of them. The Yisoyda is, when you get to the Seres Adibros again, the heights, everything is clear. And the clearer it is that a Jew, a human being, as a human being, is always, wherever he goes, the final team of Shemayim Shana is still under the Shlitas of Bechira and its full possibilities. And according to the others, Moshe Ben Har Sinai has to worry Rabino has seen it. It was Kabbalah said, the person told him, first and foremost, to him. Directly to him. Right? Chofetz Chaim used to say this. What's the halacha of kefil for a ganav? Who's that for? Says the ganavim that still you're thrown in jail. Says, but Chofetz Chaim would make a mistake and took an extra pruta on a sefer, you know, even that would be over. They say, oh, forgot the Torah says, you have to pick kefil. And the Torah said, Leisigna, he's talking Chofetz Chaim. To Jojo, the bandit that made his life out of. A person has to know the heights that a person could reach with tzibur. So there's an assumption. But the assumption means that until proven otherwise, you can assume this way. But it doesn't mean it can't happen. The other Mishnah is telling you the truth. Anybody who saw the Yechon Kohen Gadol is going to go to Minus. He had no right to be Oval Dait or Dabak Kizah. Except for Yechon Kohen Gadol. Anybody else would be Choshish. Dabak Kizah, Yechon Kohen Gadol could go to Minus. Terrible. Like the Kufa. There's one person, though, who couldn't rely on that. That's my all time. No limitations. Here the Chazal bring a terrible, terrible, strong example. What's Al Tadin Eschavecha Achetiki Lemukayim? Lanzi Megi. Adif. So the example that Chazal bring for this was on Shlomo HaMelech, the day that he opened the Beis HaMikdash. The next day, they were 4 hours, they missed the Tomei Shel Shachris. What happened? Shlomo HaMelech took the keys of the Beis HaMikdash, and he had them under his pillow. So he'd be right there in the morning, open up the Beis HaMikdash, the first Tomei Shel Shachris. There was a problem with Bas Melech, by the name of Bas Par, who it's a different sugya, but he married the same night. It was a mistake. It was a very tragic mistake. And she fooled him. She built some type of rikia, shel barzel, and she fooled him that it was still night time, even though it was already morning. By the time he got out of her spell, it was already 4 hours after the Zman, and so he was Tomei Shel Shachris. So this is the way you start off the Beis HaMikdash on the Bima. It's like, you know, anybody would like really be, you know, all Klai Yisrael couldn't go, everybody's waiting. Still sleeping. Where's Shlomo HaMelech? Last part. 1 hour goes by, 2 hours go by. So there's a fellow by the name of Yerovan Ben Nevat. At that point, he was a tzaddik. He felt, he was a tzaddik. And later, his colors came out and were different. But he made a tumma. He was mechiyav Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech got two drushes for this night. The one from his mother, which was written in Mishlein, and one from Yerovan Ben Nevat. So the one from his mother is written in Mishlein. What? Before. But Yerovan ben Nevat, so Chazal has something else to say. He says, you are coming and telling Musa to Shlomo HaMelech, who is only the vatel, one tamid b'shaygeik, somebody fooled him. And you yourself, not going to take a long time, are going to vatel all of Klai Yisrael, a roiv of Klai Yisrael, from all of the kaponis, b'meizim. Why? Yeah, some other things that Yerovan ben Nevat was the same style and other things. But when the Malchus Beis Tavi was split, the one who got the Malchus of the Eretz Yisrael was Yerovan ben Nevat. The problem was So all of the tzaras of Klai Yisrael started afterward was that Ein Yeshiva Vazor El Malchus Beis David Bilvat. Okay, so now there are two halakhim, two malchus in Klai Yisrael. Malchus Yehuda, Alpi Novi, is all the same Shemai, Alpi Novi. There's two malachim, there's Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Ephraim, Malchus Yosef. Okay, that's fine. Now everybody's going to be Odel Regel three times a year. And the two malachim are going to be there on the head of the table. One's going to be sitting and one's going to be standing. It's a problem. Because Malchus Beis David is going to be sitting, Malchus Yosef is going to have to stand. It's any sheep of Israel, Malchus Beis David will bat. This Chazal, if one Chazal wouldn't say, we wouldn't know. This was the beginning of all of the evils of Yom HaNavot. It ended up that he put Shemim to prevent Klai Yisrael going up the Rogel. And then there were the Agolim that he set up. And we're still suffering from the results. The Golis that we're in now is the continuing of the process that started from there. But this was the Tzaddik who's going to give Shemim and Na'at. And that is what Chazal gives as the Moshel for Al Tabin as Chavir Chanchi de Gilim Klimat Nestor. What did Yehovim give a speech then? What was he got the whole place all together? And he's kind of Shlomo HaMelech, look what happened, this is the way you start off the place of Mikdash. And I say, you know, when you're right, the earth, then it really hurts. You know, everything he said was right. I mean, this is really, it's awful, awful way to start off. Oh, it's terrible. You had to keep the kids under your pillow. You got married that night. Keep the coin guard looking. No, you're the Melech. Malchus has to control the basic makers also. So big Yisoid in there, and there's an emissary. Couldn't give the keys to Kohen Gadol. The Melech had to keep the keys under his pillow. Yeah, you never know what happens. Al Tamil Atzv Kladi and Al Yisrael, so give the keys to Kohen Gadol. No. The Melech has to have the keys. Yeah. So, see, misused your Malchus, look what happened out of it. The problem that the finger that he pointed at him was that you misused the Malchus. She took Malchus over the base of English. And the result was that you were Makafel of it. Al-Tan is a terrible thing. Al-Tan is Kaber HaShikim and Queen. Wait till you get the Malchus. When you get the Malchus and you're going to have that in Sayin, it's going to look a lot worse. He did it once, shaking, and the Etzim, the Dover Atzmi that he kept the keys of his gown. That's the way it's supposed to be. But there's a problem with responsibility. It's his cheshbonos. The Maral says in this, we'll see the Maral because he goes to the whole Mishnah. But the Mishnah is talking about even something that stands out. Sometimes somebody does something wrong, you're in business, and it echoes. It's so bizarre to you, so foreign to you. How can a person do such a thing? It's because you're a different person, you're a different stage, you're a different situation. But if you have his insight, there's another example Chazal gives, which is even, I think the first one's more probably. There was another Danes Chaver Achim Gilim Kamer, the Malachim. Malachim had a few things to say about human beings. Human beings, Yetzahor, before the door marble, they weren't doing so well. It's a little bit different. To Malachim, Quintus Banishan saying, I am Ushkisis Kayana. Tachos Oilam is dead. You want to give the Torah to them? Give a shagim. Also, that was a nation. The Rishon told them, "What? Go and do the funai that if you would be there, 10 times worse." These were malachim elyonim, so from kulei ruchnis. Yitzhar was so far from them that they were asking the Rishon to get rid of this whole merechus. They couldn't deal with it. And the feeling of Shari Lords. Al Dan, Al Tadin, Eskaver, Hachim, Gilim, Koyman. There's problems in the language, and there are different mafoshim that say different shotim. There are problems in the gizzes also, whether it's she'efshel shmoya. One of the pshatim, which is an interesting one, is that al toime dov she'efshel shmoya se'seikul yishama don, when he's talking about teaching. Don't say, start saying something she'efshel shmoya. Say something that's confusing, not clear, too deep for the people that you're telling it to. She'efshel shmoya. Saying that eventually, when you grow up, you'll understand. Don't do it. If you're teaching, you have to make it once, twice, three times until that's my excuse why I beat myself all that. I'll play with Oshi Efshe Lishmoy Shama. Don't say something that eventually you'll understand. It's not clear, it's not given over in a way that the Talmud is able to understand in clarity. And you say assumption that eventually it will get it clear. Don't do that. Can't rely on that. You have to make everything clear from the beginning so that people shouldn't make mistakes. This function. The other pshat, which is the more common pshat, more known pshat, and the more in the Rishonim, is the more basic pshat in the Mishnah, is if a person has something that can't be known, it will be known to lo yeto. And you're going to say it to closest friend, your wife, your chaisos, and you know that if this person would say it, it would be your destruction, and this is your closest friend, it's not shayach, we should say it. Al toimid dova sheyi efshe l'shmoya. Don't say it in a way that you say, now some say sheyi efshe l'shmoya, meaning that the content is something that can't be heard, or some say sheyi efshe l'shmoya, meaning the form, you're saying it to somebody that you know for sure. It can't go by. We both have too much to lose if this would ever get out. That there's no question it's not going to get out. Just like Lishmaya. Can't rely on anything. Can't know. If it can't be said, there's only one way that you can still control a site. You know, the joke that people say is a site is something that people tell one person at a time. A secret is something that people reveal one person at a time. He just told Joe, and he told Shmo, and Shmo told that. The world travels. Al Tima.
According to the second shot, how would it work out that you could do it if it was understood immediately? The second shot the Rav just gave.
The second shot is not talking about learning. It's talking about a person has a secret information that can't get out.
Right.
So he said, don't say, no problem, it's not going to get out, can't get out. Such a person I'm saying to is my wife, is my closest friend, it's my father, I'm safe, it's not going to get out. She said, so you should be shown, it's going to get out.
It's going to get out.
It's going to get out. At the end, it's going to be heard.
So don't say it.
Right? Don't say it to the thing. You can't rely on all of the assumptions that a person should be able to rely on. Assumptions were solid. There was nothing wrong with the assumptions. But you didn't make any mistakes.
But isn't there a condition here?
I'll tell you Meredova Shiyashulishmaya. Don't say something that can't be heard.
At the end,
it's going to be heard.
All right.
We'll go on. It's an important Mishnah, it stands on its own. This is in a klal, in a prat, in many levels. One of the greatest kwechas of the Yetzer is when you really have him over the barrel, he's down and out, and the Yetzer Hara is shaylet on the person, the Yetzer Tov is being shaylet on the person. And he's going to learn, he's going to shrub, he's doing what's right. And when the Yetzer Hara comes and tries to tell him not to do it, he doesn't have a chance. He's already become, by himself, and by his sviva, knows him, this is the guy, he's, he, he's doing things the right way. He goes to shir and he davens and he learns. Yetzer comes tells him, don't go to shir. It's a layla. Don't learn. Don't go to that. It's a layla. He knows that he's down, he's out. Yetzer has the underhand all the way, but he has the ace card. He says, you're right, you should learn, and I'll help you. No problem. You won this already. I give in, like flag, no problem. This is your territory. I'm not going to get in your way. Yeah. But just, there we go, yeah. Just, don't you know that important phone call? And it's really not nice. You know, the people are waiting for an answer, and they deserve an answer, and it's very important. So it just take 5 minutes. 5 minutes, you call them up, you do your responsibilities, you be a bench, okay, you take care of your things. And you'll come 5 minutes later. I mean, what are 5 minutes late this year? It's an hour and a half shift. She also starts 5 minutes late. Also, it's an important phone call. You know how important it is. It's right. Okay. 5 minutes. Another example. A person's 12 o'clock at night. A person doesn't feel really terrible tired. And it's quiet. It's one of the best times in the world for accomplishing money. An hour at 12 o'clock at night, when a person still has a clear head, it's worth 3 hours in the middle of the afternoon. But a person, I'm going to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning, what's going to be tomorrow? It'll be a schmacky. How am I going to get through the day? You know what? It's 12 o'clock, I'll go to sleep. I'll get up early. Early. Go to sleep early, I'll be fresh, get up early. I'll tell you the shit after. I'll learn then, later. You can't rely on him. You can't rely on a person for 5 minutes. If he gets his in, Yitzhak gets his in on the 5 minutes, the whole project is in danger. He had a beautiful project, it's all worked on, everything's going. If there's an Efna, if there's a Lekishepona, when I just finish these important things that need really, really need to be done. It's cheshbon if I go to sleep, and here it'll only be an hour anyway, and then I get up early, and then between the early davening, and when I usually get home, I have 2 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour. I have all of these type of cheshbonos. And I'll show you they're right. On the surface, they're right. The only one thing is you have to know who you're dealing with. You have to know who you're dealing with. Ha'odom, with the Yetzirah. And you want to make an investment? Dangerous. And you have to have every investment has the element of trust. No trust. You can't trust them. You can't trust them a moment. You can't trust them 5 minutes for an important phone call. You can't trust them. I'll tell you that. Look at Efna Eshna. Shemalai Tifana. Interesting point. The Yetzirah is really good. He said, he went to the shir, he heard. You can't trust him 5 minutes. That's not true. I'll show you 7 times in a row. You'll make the phone call and you'll go to the shir. Nothing will happen. Shemalai Tifana. He never says, you're not going to get there. Well, sometimes you're going to get there. But Shemalai Tifana. He took an unreliable risk, an unjustifiable risk. Well, let you get away with it sometimes too. Otherwise you learn your lesson. So one time yes, one time no. But the klal, this is the klal, this reasons that you know, teaches us, Olam Hazeh is Yitzhahar's territory. Mitzvahs belong to Olam Haba. The Chiddush of the world, so the Shema was set down, Mitzvahs, the Torah was set down into this world, that we accomplish the Vengeance of Oida in this world. You have to do it to Olam HaVadik. Olam HaVadik is above Zman. As soon as a person enters the realm of time, that one just the Kishatipon. I'm doing it, it's the first priority. I'm just. You're already on his territory. You're on his territory. It's famous Pesach Shor from the beginning of Jesus. Then you're out. The mitzvahs are in total danger. Shlomo HaMelech's coronation. Batsheva and Nosan HaNovi come and they wake up David HaMelech and they give him the whole operation that Nosan HaMelech starts over there. David HaMelech gets up, brings all the necessary kliyos together, right? Gives the order, signs the royal decree, they're going to anoint Shlomo HaMelech. His top closest men, says a tefillah, call Ramathay of the Melech, saying, Yitzhak Hashem, that it should be Yitzhak HaFoyah. Maybe not. David HaMelech just gave orders, go do it. I hope it happens. You're doubting the Melech? Who are you doubting here? So the more asks the cash. No answers. How big have to go into the Kanvat Gichoy? David HaMelech was in Yerushalayim. Gichoy is the stream down below in Yerushalayim. It's a 10-minute walk. Yeah, it's the whole order. 15 minutes, okay. The royal decree is signed, David HaMelech is given. He has all the koyches, there's nobody can stop. All of the forces that are necessary to crown Shlomo HaMelech as Melech, it's all there. Once David HaMelech gave out the decree, no Shalom, no nothing, nothing can get in the way. Yeah, I don't know. There's 15 minutes, something can go wrong. Still, you have to be davening. It's not Chloya. Some of the eleven, some of the melech. Yitzhak Halavai, Yitzhak Halapoy. Can't give him a crack. And when there's a crack, so very often there's a crack. Very often it's unavoidable. They had to get Mekana Gichon. You can't crown Shlomo HaMelech in the palace. You have to take him to the Gichon. There was no opportunity. Do it now. You can't. You have to. It's a process. So then you have to know Shem Lotikon. You have to know you've entered the element of risk. It's perfect. There's no problem. There's a time element involved. There's a problem. Shem Lotikon, you have to know the risk. When a person knows his dangers, pre-warned, it's prepared. You have to know there's always, what's that?
No.
Shem Lotikon. Okay, now we'll just go quickly through the mission again. Well, there's a beautiful job here of tying it all up together. It's very much, basically we've said it already, we'll just put it together. The list over here, he says, are all of the tzid is that artificial from the tzibur, because the tzibur has a total value that a yochid doesn't have. And that's what the mission is, that's the basic lesson of the mission. And that value is that a tzibur doesn't change. We spoke about tzibur earlier times, we won't repeat the whole thing, but tzibur doesn't change in two generations. Tzibur lo yimeis. Tzibur is permanent, tzibur is not affected by chet, even to the ultimate degree, it means Klai Yisrael is always Klai Yisrael regardless. Klai Yisrael has a koyachet tefillah against all chetoyim. Klai Yisrael remains Klai Yisrael under all circumstances. Klai Yisrael remains Klai Yisrael under all circumstances. You can't move it. Klai Yisrael is solid. As that anything that could it be. That is the most solid thing in the world. The opposite number to Tzibur is a Yochid, and the Mishnah is telling us all of the dangers of a Yochid, in that a Yochid has the capability of Shimon. Yochid, by definition, is under the rules of Zman and place and Guf. Gashmis and all of these things require irreliability. He can change. Tzibur never changes under any circumstances. A yochid, under any circumstances, is always subject to change. The list of the different things that the Mishnah is referring to, he says, is a list of all of the different factors that causes shinui, that causes a person to change. Number one, a person is under threat of change internally, inside Atzma. Because a person is also a goof, and therefore he's a Gashmi, and Gashmi, by definition, is something that is under the capability, under the expectation of constant change. Number two is that there are sibus. There are things going around him. There are things that affects, cause and effects. There are causes that cause a person to do things externally, external causes that can cause a person to make changes. Number three time. Time itself. One time a person is like this, different time a person is like that. Not only that, b'mikra, that there are different times and that there is in a different situation, therefore he looks different. Just the time itself can cause changes, the effects of the changes of time. And the last and biggest of them is what's called mikra. Okay. All kinds of things that happen. All kinds of mikra. A person is always surrounded by, or just this happened and just that happened. All kinds of justs and buts, and obstacles and changes and adjustments internally, externally, b'chlal. He says that's the list of the Mishnah of different things. Number one, al tamid ba'atzmecha. Internally, ad yei ma'iska, you have to know a person. You're solid 80 years in the final afternoon. Al tam, can't rely. Person internally. Example over there is Minos. He came to Minos. That is the most internal, that's his person's basic beliefs. That can only be internal. I cannot enforce on your beliefs. No koyach in the world. I can force you to steal, I can force you to have, I can't change your beliefs. Only a person can change his own beliefs. I can speak to you about it, I can convince you, I can spoke to you about it, but the decision, the change, is only internal. This is an internal change. This is a person changing by himself. Sibus, so that we say, al pardon l'chavercha, actually give him mukayimah. The siba, the changes that exist in the world, causes effects. If you're just looking at the effects, it's something strange. How could a person do something like that? So you're looking at your chavero who did it, you have no understanding. You want to chew him up, you want to destroy him, you want to throw him out of the siba, you want to give it, you can't do that. You're not understanding the effects of Sibus. The Nisayan that he was under came because the power that he was given, the Ashiras that he was given, the whatever the Nisayanos that were the Sibah for bringing him to his return. Until you're familiar with that Sibah, you can't judge. Because Sibahs are so powerful of infecting a person, that until you've had personal experience to know what that seed is about, you don't have the power to judge. This is the message. It's not just a question of how we mishpat tzedek, of looking at people properly, but of knowing how flimsy a person is. That there are such powers of seeds outside of that can cause changes even to such extremes. That means this is another form of altam and latzmecha. The Gemara says that and noch, he didn't see just the scant blood, but he saw the einish. He went in the base in big dish and he saw the whole pressure of seita take place. So we would assume that a person's effect should be, I was so disgusting, it was such a lesson that I learned on the terrible, I really got a good lesson and I'm now, it was a real shot of the, I'm solid now. I'm not going to be like that. And the third teaches is the opposite. He saw that such a thing could happen. Al tam v'atzmecha. Yaz v'atzmecha yayin. Why yaz v'atzmecha yayin? Because yayin thinks of the niv. I saw a niv. I have to go step back. I don't say that now I'm removed, I just got an insulin shot. No, I'm safe. The opposite. Even though, what happened to her? What a lesson. No. If he saw that could happen to her, who knows what circumstances you're going to be in somewhere along the line. You better make preemptive strike. This, he says, is the aspect of Zman. Totally correct in your Chishbonos. Totally correct. As things stand today, There's no possibility in the world that it's going to get out. But as long as it's in your belly, then you control it today, and you control it tomorrow. As soon as it gets out of your mouth, you control it today until you said it. You don't control it for now. But you know the situation now, it's impossible. Tomorrow things can be totally real. Be totally real. Until the Mishnah says it almost as a guarantee, so for the show. The differences of times and the way things happen in the world, such a thing will get. Just because of the shinuyim of that product of time. And then a person, the biggest he says, okay, big things, I hear. I had this big secret, I hear. Minus Koyengolo, I hear it. But from now until 5 minutes from now, I can trust myself. Just the phone call, and then I'm going. It's all set up, you know. That's the ultimate that the Mishnah tells us how unreliable we can be on ourselves as a yochid. Is that mikrin, the little bit. We can do just this and just that and this. And a person goes through his life on any particular day when he planned right. And he had the forethought. He knew what he wanted to do. And then you look back. It just didn't work out right. And we always ask them, well, it just didn't work out. This came up, and that came up, this came up, that came up. That's called, the Mishnah says, that's Al Toyim Lukisha Efnash. Shem looked upon it. You can't rely on yourself on. You can't know 5 minutes. Shinu could be immediate. Shinu could be in a moment. If right now there's a mitzvah in front of you, you gotta do it now. Avraham Avinu has to get up. He's an old man. He has to get up right in the morning. Vayashke. Vayal tzadikim. Vayashke. The whole day, you have a long day. It takes 5 minutes. Vayashke. Yisrael tzadikim. Vayashke. Can't wait for it. It's not fun.